Talktainment Radio
Worldwide Sound.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Good morning and welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. The topic today that we will open up for discussion is sexual confusion. And we will have Mr. Fuller describe in a compensatory fashion what that is. And you will need your word guide. And you will also need the code book. The United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. You will need that today. To get in contact with the show, you can dial up 1-877-932-9766. You can also view the program on the YouTube channel. Just go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then there'll be a space for you to type in Talktainment number 2 and then scroll down and hit radio, and then you are there. Hit the subscribe and like button there. You can also go to facebook.com/Talktainment, and if you want to Gmail me, you can, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, at bobby@gmail.com. Okay. Let's see here. Thank you for the donations. I was just given the information, and many of you did respond last week. Now we are down to, we need $850, so that's good. Some more money came in. Very, very good. So we need $850 more dollars, and there will be two more announcements concerning that. But thank you. That's good. We're getting it done. Okay. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. Today's question is sexual confusion. Mr. Fuller, what would you say, or what is a counter-racist compensatory definition of sexual confusion? What is it, and how does it work?
Well, the basic definition is just confusion of any kind for sexuality. You've got 9 areas of activity, and that's economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And some people say you could add health too, but it's all kinds of activities. But I said those 9 areas pretty well cover just about everything. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. That covers most of the things that people, I say that this is people activity, those 9 areas, and some creatures too. But the area of, the 8th area of activity, according to the way that I did it, which was in alphabetical order, and put it into the textbook, is sex. And you have confusion in all of these areas of activity, in economics, in education, in entertainment and labor, in all of the areas of activity. And the white supremacists, who the people who thought up the idea of white supremacy, said that in order to really keep people in check, keep dominated, and to use them like you want to use them, it has to do it through the process of confusion. In other words, you keep them confused about everything so that they have to come to you in order to have anything made clear about what they are about, what everything is about. They will be dependent. The person who is least confused in a room, for example, if it's 10 people in a room, 9 people are confused about whatever it is that they're confused about. But you have a 10th person who is not confused. So that 10th person, according to logic, is always the most powerful person in that room. So the white supremacists look at the entire planet as just a big room. And they look at the non-white people as people who should be confused in that room, and that the people who are classified as white will not be confused. So they say, out of all the areas of activity, economics, education, etc., what is one of the best ways to keep people confused and have the most, the greatest effect? Well, all of these areas are interactive. Education, particularly, if people are confused, I mean, about what constitutes a quality education, problem-solving education, if you confuse people about that, that's quite a bit of confusion. And if you confuse people about economics, in other words, they don't know anything about money or rubies or diamonds or anything that is called money, and how to handle that money in the best manner so that they get the best return for their handling of it, if people are confused about that, you can cause a whole lot of grief. So the white supremacist said, yeah, but you can look at the area of sex. And if you can confuse these dark-skinned people about the area of sex, you don't have to do much, make much effort to confuse them about anything else. Because sex is very basic. Sex is a very powerful force. Second to the system of white supremacy itself, people are motivated by sex. Even people who are not engaged in anything sexual at all. Because sex just means interaction between what basically is male with female. That's what sex is. That's the standard order of things. Now, you're going to go away from that standard order. That's what you call alternative. And so the alternatives, if you manipulate them in such a manner that people are confused about, you can confuse them, depends on what degree it's going to be. You want to confuse them so much that they have no idea of what sex actually is, that anything can be sex. Well, it depends on what it is you're trying to do when you confuse them. And so they say, well, the white supremacists and the world of white supremacy, the white supremacists look at the dark-skinned people of the entire planet, say, well, let's just go all the way and confuse them about everything that has to do with sex, what we traditionally call sex, so that you can't even recognize what sex is. I mean, it can just be anything. You can call anything sex. And so, just like they could have chosen food, all right? Food is a great motivator and all like that. And they are, to a great degree, by poisoning people with artificial food, plastic food. Grocery stores are full of plastic foods, not real food. I mean, you walk in there and the shelves are just stocked all over the place. But you really got to weave your way through it like you're trying to figure out a jigsaw puzzle or something to figure out where is the real food in all of this, these boxes and all of this going, you know, everywhere. Which aisle can I go to find real food? Because everything that I'm looking at is made out of some type of chemical, or you look on the ingredients and you got no idea of what you're looking at, and it's all in small print anyway. It's got to be a reason for that. So it's the same way that in 2019 that the white supremacists are doing with sex, this thing called sex. That's just when you walk into the store of sex, you got to really weave your way through it to find out what real sex really is, because they got all kinds of sex and different kinds of boxes and whatnot, different types of presentations. They're calling this sex, that sex, and if you do this and do this and do this, you really got some good sex going on, the best that ever came up. I mean, this is brand new sex. This is sex that you never heard of before. And so they just keep adding on and adding on and adding on all of these plastic ingredients called sex, plastic sex, all over the place. Now, dump it on the dark-skinned people of the world, and you don't much have to confuse them about anything else, because sex is, in its natural state, is a great motivating force. So if you can capture their minds when it comes to what is sex and what isn't sex by saying that everything is sex, everything is sexy, I mean, just don't think about it, just do it. Whatever it is, whatever the itinerary is, whatever the list of things that you do to have this type of sex. And they say if you can get them confused along that line, then you can confuse them very easily about everything else. Mm-hmm. So sex is a natural motivating force.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since we are in the eighth area, which is sex, in the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept Counter-Racist Code Guide, starting with page 342 and going over to page 343, you have compiled, I guess, a small list of different types of names, which you had mentioned previously, of different sex. And beginning with, if you're there, Mr. Fuller, beginning, there are three paragraphs that I would like for you to hit on and discuss. I don't know how far we'll get along with this, but very important. Starting with the second paragraph, make that paragraph 1, 2, and then over to page 343. Speaking on, beginning at the word, it is logical. You see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is logical to expect racist man and racist woman, that's white supremacists collectively, racist man and racist woman, these are the white supremacists of the known universe, to do everything. It's logical to expect them to do everything that they can do to prevent non-white males and females from evolving into universal man and or with for universal woman.
Mm-hmm.
You have a universal man and a universal woman. Why? Because we're in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody should be striving to be. The best quality people. Quality people. Yeah. By universal man and universal woman, we mean quality people. Now, what do you mean by quality people? You mean the best, most constructive that people can possibly be. We've never had that. And for the last number of years, here on the planet Earth, we've just had racist man and racist woman and their victims. And their victims are all of the non-white people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been stuck with that. When both white people and non-white people should be universal men and universal women, meaning quality people in everything that is of constructive value, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We should all be universal people. Why? We are in the universe. We should be in balance with everything in the universe that is of constructive value, and certainly be in balance with each other. That's what makes a universal man and a universal woman.
Okay.
I mean, quality time.
Yes, sir.
And so I'll continue on.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, during the existence of white supremacy, there's reason to believe that racist man and racist woman may or may not produce and or promote many so-called sexual categories that may mm-hmm. or may not seem strange, harmless, or harmful. If they do this, there's reason to believe that they do so in order to expand, refine, and make more effective the sexual confusion that they promote among the non-white people of the known universe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these additional sexual categories that the racists promote may have titles similar to some of the following. Now, I put this here on page 342. It's a lot of them, and on page, it's continuing on page 343.
Yes.
These are categories that you will not hear, I don't think, for the most part, right now. I say that the white supremacists may, in the future, say are legitimate sexual categories, and they will be telling the non-white people of the planet that these are legitimate categories, and then they will fill in all of the ingredients of what makes that category a category of sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So they might come up with something starting in alphabetical order. With, you might say, it's, they'll be teaching it in schools and all like that. Children, now, we have another type of sexuality, and let's start with, let's see, all sexual, A-L-L, all sexual. Now, little Ronnie, tell me, what is an all sexual?
Mm-hmm.
Stand up and tell the class what you have learned about, you know, from last night and yesterday's activities and whatnot, what all sexuality is, because I'm quite sure that you've been made familiar with it by your parents who also went to this school
mm-hmm.
and learned about all sexuality.
Yes.
And then they will go on. Now, these are the categories they may come up with in the future.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have these exact names, but these are hypothetical names that I made up.
Okay. Before we go to break, could you just read that last paragraph? Because we want to bring out this where it says there is reason to believe.
Where it says what?
Yeah, reason to believe. Right after you listed some of the categories, this one right here, there is reason to believe. See that under there?
Reason to believe where?
Right under, right after you finish with all the categories, the next paragraph right there where it says, there is reason to believe.
Oh, there's on the next page.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's reason to believe that a substantial part of the white supremacist racial sexual confusion mm-hmm. strategy is to promote the concept that the vagina of the non-white female is of little or no value in the world of future sexual classifications. And that'd be one of the ultimate things that they're going to get around to. You can watch for it. They're going to be saying that, and I've used this expression here on the air, most likely they'll be saying that the new black vagina the vagina of black females is going to be the white male anus. That is the new black vagina. That is the future black vagina. That black vaginas will be obsolete. And starting off with being obsolescent, obsolescence, to the best of my knowledge, means of less value. And then, in the future, obsolete altogether.
Okay.
Those vaginas are worthless. They're not any, hey, a white male anus, and anuses in general, but the white male anus will be it.
Okay.
It is going to replace the black vagina. Black vaginas will be completely useless. No point in trying to get in. You don't want to have anything to do with that at all. I mean, that's old hat. That's something to be disregarded.
Okay, we have to pause for this break here. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Here's three that I'm going to share with you. New Money, Conversation with Don Corina, and The Quay Morgan Hill Show. These shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for the scheduled times and a little information about the various hosts and what the program is about, and you might want to sample them so that you can see. All this from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Today's topic is sexual confusion, and we, Mr. Fuller was, before I had HAAD, had to interrupt him because of a station break. He was speaking on page 343 of the code book. For those of you who have the code book, you can turn to that and see the various terms. And these, as he mentioned, are just a few of the terms. Some are future. I have heard some of these. Maybe you have too. But Mr. Fuller, today, term is, I think it's LGBTQ, whatever it is. A friend was discussing that with me, and he said there's one now called, I think, transgender, or another one where they're trying to pass legislation that when a child is born, that they don't want any classification of it male or female. He mentioned that this, he said to me that this brought about a type of confusion and confusion that they're passing on to the children. What say you to these classifications that continually are coming up?
Oh, like I said, I have 125 on page 342 and 343. And I came up with this myself. I just made up a bunch of terms. I mean, I deliberately did that. Just made up a bunch of terms of what you might be hearing in the future. I'm trying to get the jump on where they are going with this. And they, you know, at one time they just say, well, we have people who are so-called queer. We have people who are homosexual. That was the standard term, homosexual. And it wasn't any other term. It was just homosexual if you wanted to be official about it, if you wanted to talk about it in a classroom to collegiate students. You know, well, there's a form of sexuality called homosexuality. And then that word just disappeared altogether, and then you start getting, well, transgender, and now I hear something else called binary. I don't know exactly what that is, what you do to be binary, and, you know, but there's somebody who I'm quite sure the white supremacists can step forward and explain in detail exactly what qualifies a person to be binary as opposed to some other category, whatever that's supposed to mean. And so, you know, you got lesbian, and you got a gay, and, you know, so a question is raised, is the lesbian gay? Well, sometimes a person who says that he or she is a lesbian, whatever that means, is also gay and also maybe trans and maybe none of the above, all of the above, depending on what time of day it is. And so now I came up with something that's potentially, knowing how the white supremacists now are saying, hey, we got them on a roll. I mean, they're buying into this hook, line, and sinker, particularly the dark-skinned people of the world. And we'll just keep pushing it because they love things that they, looks like it's something new. And so, you know, and if it's something dealing with sex, they'll jump right into it. They'll jump right into it every minute. They won't stop to think about it at all. You can just pile it on. I mean, you'll have them just as groggy with this in another 50 years. I mean, so that they won't be able to do nothing except just walk around, just staggering around, I mean, like zombies. I mean, with a head full of this alternative sexuality, this new ersatz sexuality, all of the sexualities we're going to come up with. And starting with page 342 of the basic textbook, 2016 edition, I have the all-sexual, the alter-sexual, the art-sexual, the Balkan-sexual, going into the B's, beyond-sexual, blessed-sexual. How about that? Sexuality that is blessed. Now, it's not like all the other sexualities. That's not binary. That's not queer. That's not transgender. This is church house sex. This is blessed sex. It's a different kind of sex altogether. It's not male-female, but it can be, you know. Depends on what somebody says it is. And they'll stamp Jesus' name on it. I mean, in the future, watch it. And they'll say, hey, this is authorized by Jesus. I mean, we found some hidden writings in the old hieroglyphics back in Egypt, I mean, you know, that was taken out of the Holy Land. And there is a category called blessed sexual, the sexuality that is really blessed. These other sexualities, that's really no good. It's nothing to them. I mean, you know, but you can do them. I mean, they're not illegal. And but under our religion, the new Christianity, we're going to have the blessed sexual, all right? So everybody line up behind this. Then another one you might be, bovine sexual, all right? Well, that's sex with cows. I mean, why not? You know, old Maisie, you know, needs to have some relationships with people. I mean, people and cows do have an affinity, you know, and then on and on and on. Capital sexual, carnosexual, casual sexual, centrosexual, into the seas now, charity sexual, church sexual. Well, you might match church sexual with blessed sexual and come up with another category of the two. All right, closet sexual. All right, you already got something like that right now. You know, well, I'm in the closet about my sexuality. Well, but is that a separate category? Because you're in the closet? Well, yes and no. It's one of the major categories, but I'm in the closet with it. And I'm going to keep it in the closet. Well, if you keep it in the closet, how are we going to know who you are and what you are sexually? Well, that's the whole point. It's a closet sexual. You ain't supposed to know.
Okay.
You're supposed to guess.
Pardon me, Mr. Fuller. I have to take this break. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Your phone calls, Gmails, and more on sexual confusion coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cutter Brother Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Michael, we're bigger than U.S. Steel.
If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic today is sexual confusion. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your call, please.
Good morning. On making the vagina obsolete, something that Mr. Fuller mentioned earlier before the break, it seems like there are hints of the process happening now as we speak. CNN has an article that seems to describe part of the process that leads to the results Mr. Fuller speak of. And so what's happening is there's a company called Always, which is a female packaging company for pads. Always is taking the female symbol off its packaging to be inclusive of transgender and non-binary customers, whatever non-binary means. But it seems like the transgender activists and allies publicly urged Procter & Gamble to redesign its pad wrapper without the gender symbol, a circle atop a cross. Among their arguments were that not all people who menstruate are women and that not all women menstruate. So it seems like that type of confusion is part of the process to lead to the different confusing processes that lead to an obsolete vagina.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I wanted to make a point about.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, thank you. Mr. Fuller, before we move on, would you care to make a comment about that? Would you care to make a comment about that?
No, except that everyone who is listening can listen, and we should always be seeking truth and just think about whether or not what is being said is actually what is really happening.
Okay.
And if it is, for what ultimate purpose? So you always keep in mind who is behind all this and for what ultimate purpose? I mean, who is supposed to get something out of this more than anybody? Anything that the white supremacists come up with is designed to have more power over non-white people and to keep them confused and dominated under the system of white supremacy. So anything in the area of sex, if they are doing anything deliberately, I mean, should be suspect. It should be suspect. You suspect it. Now, I'm not being a part of this program or have that written in the eighth area of activity hearing disparaging remarks and people going around, like some people, it's been reported, some people going around killing people who are so-called transgender and all like that. I mean, you have all kinds of this type of thing, what you call gay, all over the world, always have had it, as far back as far I can remember, in recorded history. And everything that is written and whatnot, people, everybody has family members who are, and, you know, they're what you might call gay or bi or whatever title you want to give it. But what I'm looking at is what the white supremacists are doing with it, because they're always doing something with all non-white people that shouldn't be done, not just in the area of sexuality, but in every area of activity. That's why we have a thing called the system of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide, it's the dominant government. So sexuality is a powerful element. So naturally, they're not going to ignore that, the sexuality of people. So they say, we're going to control that for our benefit. We don't care anything about benefiting them. They will think that we are benefiting them because, particularly black people, you throw something out there that they haven't heard of before, they'll grab it right away because they're looking for anything new. We know. We have trained them that way. So anything, any type of new food, any type of new whiskey, or alcoholic beverages, or any type of new smoking device, they'll be the first ones in line to grab it before the store opens. They want to be a part of it. They don't even know what it is, but they want to be a part of it because it's new.
Yes, sir.
That's the way we train black people to think as white supremacists.
Okay.
So, and when it comes to sex, oh, yeah, they're real interested in sex. So anything that you put on them and make it look real phenomenal, make it look like it's the cutting edge, you know, ain't nobody but me into this. I was one of the first ones, rather. I mean, you know, that's what black people like to be, and they like to be pioneers, when it, particularly when it's something that's strange or exotic. And so they want to be right on the cutting edge.
Okay.
But the code book says anything. When you see the white supremacists coming saying, hey, buddy, I got something new for you. You know, not everybody's in on this, but you're going to be in on it before anybody. That is a danger signal, black people of this planet. I mean, immediately become suspicious. Your antenna should always be, here they come. What are they up to now?
All righty. From the Gmail, we have this. It says, this comes from Raj. Mr. Fuller, I've studied a lot of scholars. However, I'm most impressed with your work. My question is, as a non-white person, classified as a black male, how is being a constructive individual in all nine areas of human activities a death blow to white supremacy?
Because everything that the white supremacists want black people to be involved in is supposed to be non-constructive. Underline, N-O-N, non-constructive. So that means, logically speaking, under the law of compensation, under the law of balance, under the laws of logic, anything that is constructive is contrary to what the white supremacists want for the non-white people of this planet. Anything that black people themselves come up with, themselves. Black people come up with ideas of their own sometimes. Well, the white supremacists stand back and take a good long look at it and say, now, is this going to be constructive or non-constructive? Because this black person is doing it. All right, this black person is interested in doing it, trying to do more of it. So I need to take a look at it. And so if it's something non-constructive, the white supremacists will help that black person do it. I mean, that's when they show up, I mean, for sure, when it's something that you yourself started doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll show you how to, hey, you can make more money at it or something like that, but it's got to be non-constructive. It's got to be something that is going to have a non-constructive effect on the minds and bodies of the non-white people of this planet. But if there's anything that looks like it's going in the direction of being constructive, the white supremacists will come down on it and put a stop to it.
Okay.
Their record shows that.
Alrighty.
They will interrupt that because no black person is supposed to walk around doing anything of constructive value on this planet unless the white supremacists authorize it so that it works for the white supremacists, racist man and racist woman, and maybe just peripherally or over on the edges, this will have a little constructive value to the non-white person.
Okay.
But anything that is solidly constructive and non-white people, black people, are doing it on their own and it's going to be constructive, that's a no-no.
Okay.
In the system of white supremacy.
All right. Before we talk about your book, the second part of that was this. He says, my second question is regarding non-white people being prisoners of war and white supremacy being a mega machine. How do non-white people find hope, joy, and inspiration in the middle of the everyday suffering that they will potentially incur for the rest of their lives?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're born on a battlefield. So I've often, on this program, I have often referred to a movie, like I like to refer to some movies, and I'll still try to get that movie list out on my website, producejustice.com. But Saving Private Ryan, that's a movie. A movie about World War II. Saving Private Ryan. And there's a scene somewhere near the middle of the movie, just past the middle, where this patrol or these soldiers are carrying out a mission. But in carrying out their mission, trying to save Private Ryan, that was their mission, trying to find him and get him off that battlefront because his brothers were dead, and the War Department decided they didn't want all the members of the family dead, so they were going to get him off of that battlefront. So they sent out a bunch of soldiers to find him. But in the process of trying to find Private Ryan, they ran into different obstacles, because they're on a battlefield, they're on a front, they don't know where he is, and all kinds of things are happening. So they spotted this German radar site, I believe it was, and so they said, well, we can go around it, because the people who are manning that site don't know we are here, and our mission is to save Private Ryan, so we don't have to deal with this. But the captain who was in charge of that unit said, yeah, well, we are going to deal with it, because our objective is not only to save Private Ryan. Our objective is to win the war. And so one of the people, and this is where the line comes in that prefers to an answer to the question, one of the people in the bunch of soldiers said, you know, Captain, I'm thinking about this and I'm listening to you, but I don't feel good about this. And that was the remark. I don't feel good about this. And the captain said, and the camera zoomed in on his face. Well, that's why I say there are lessons in movies. The captain said, when is the last time you felt good about anything?
Hmm.
Now, I went a long way around to answer the caller's question, but that's what I'm saying. You're on a battlefield. The system of white supremacy is a prison. It is also a battlefield. It has all the characteristics of a prison and all the characteristics of a battlefield. So, like the captain said in this battlefield unit, he says, when is the last time you felt good about anything? You're a soldier on a battlefield, and you're talking about feeling good? You feel good about winning this war. If you're going to feel good, that's where your focus is supposed to be.
Hmm.
Your focus is supposed to be winning this war, saving Private Ryan if you can, and in the next 15 or 20 minutes, we are going to hit this radar site, and we might get killed doing it, because that is the deal. We are soldiers on a battlefield. We are, you know, and you can say for black people, we are soldiers on a battlefield, and we are also prisoners of war. We have already been captured. So we're trying to dismantle this prison. That's our assignment. So, feelings, the question was about how do you get joy? You get joy, battlefield joy. What is battlefield joy? Every now and then you might get a little bit of food that's better than the food you had yesterday. You know, I've been in, on the front lines in combat, and I know about what you might call battlefield joy, battlefield pleasures. They are very skimpy. That's what every black person on this planet should expect in the system of white supremacy. We can't be banjo playing and thinking that we can just dance our way out of this. That's why so many of us are going crazy. We think we can dance our way out of this. We can't. This is a battlefield. And feeling good is something that you do just by surprising occasion. These are surprises. Like in the, there's another scene in the movie, Saving Private Ryan, where in the middle of a firefight, you know, firefight means everybody's shooting. Everybody's shooting. People shooting at you, you're shooting back at them. And it's pouring down rain. It's miserable conditions, okay? And one soldier looks down and he sees some rotten potatoes or onions or something in the mud that are scattered all over the place, in the mud, on a battlefield. And he starts eating the mud with the rotten potatoes and whatnot, and trying to find one that's not too rotten, and at the same time getting a few shots in between, and then reaching down and trying to get one of those potatoes. I mean, because why? That gives a little bit of pleasure under battlefield conditions. Now, black people should look at themselves the same way that soldier in Saving Private Ryan is looking at it. You just grab your pleasure while you can.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And our topic today is sexual confusion. But at this particular time, and we are now 8 minutes past the time, is we allow for Mr. Fuller to talk about his book. Mr. Fuller, can you speak to your book, please?
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, including the 1984 edition. Some people say they like the 1984 edition. But there's an updated edition that includes almost everything that's in the 1984 edition. And that's the 2016 edition. That's the one that I recommend that people get. And then if you want also the additional volume, it's really one book, but the additional volume, if you want it, is the word guide, showing you how to use words, how not to use words, what words to ask questions about when other people use these words. And you just don't ask one or two questions. You might ask 5 dozen questions about one word. Somebody says quid pro quo. Now, that term is not in there. I couldn't get naturally in a word guide. That's why it's not a dictionary, but it's a word guide. But if somebody, for example, says that, first thing you want to know, what are you talking about? And you might have 15 questions about just that one term because you hear it on television. And so rather than ask one or two questions, that might not give you a big picture of the what is being said. So you want to know what's being said. Words are forms of communication. And so if you want excellent communication rather than what? Confusion. What you want to know is what words mean. If somebody says, well, I'm an all-American. That's a term you've heard people use. All-American football star. You're supposed to hold up your hand if you're in a classroom and you say, Professor, I have a question. What is an American? Start with that last term, the last part of it first. And what is an all-American? And then you might spend 50 days just talking about American and an all-American. What actually makes an American? Is an American at any time of day or night, any time non-American or un-American? And what do these terms mean? And that's what the Word Guide is for, is to get black people in the habit of asking questions about all these different words being thrown around. And since this morning we're talking about sex, you know, you just simply say, start with the base word. What is sex? S-E-X. And you might have 2,000 questions about what sex is. All right? Depends on what, how many questions it takes to get to what? The truth. But the textbook for victims of white supremacy is supposed to teach you how to, or help you to learn, rather. Not teaching you. It's not even preaching to you for sure. It's just telling you some things that you can possibly do to solve what? The race problem, really, ultimately. As an individual person, what you can do on a day-to-day basis. Go to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. That's how you can get the volumes.
Okay, we have approximately 2 minutes in this first hour. Let me see here so that I will not be confused. Okay, caller, we're going to take your call, but we're going to have to break it so that we can reintroduce the program for the second hour. So hang on. Okay, yeah, caller, what? Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Good morning. I recently heard Mr. Fuller say, well, not recently, I listened to a lot of back issues as far as stop bragging. I noticed a lot of black folks, we like to brag about, you know, accomplishments or whatnot. And basically, it seems like all we're doing is we're like, why are we like a model prisoner? We're like the model prisoners. We uphold the system of racism, white supremacy, it seems like, more than some white folks do. So, I mean, where do we get that from? I don't understand. I talk to folks and like they like to throw out, like you say, credentials and, just like they're the model prisoner, it seems like. I guess I can, that's the way my mind perceives it from, you know, listening to these shows or whatnot. But I'm just curious, and when you try to talk to them about the system that they live in, it just kind of goes over their head. And even some conscious folks, if you guys are familiar with the term conscious, not even a lot of conscious folks understand this system, if I'm staying on track here. It's just, I'm curious to know, why are we like the model prisoners? That's my question, if that makes sense.
Okay, I tell you what we will do. Hang on the line, and Mr. Fuller, we will answer that question when we reboot the program for the second hour. Thanks for listening. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why? one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.